So I'm Mark Riley in Salford Media City on Six Music, and I'm really thrilled to say that we have got Swans back in the room to play a session for us. Hello, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. Thank you for having us again.
Oh, no, really, really appreciate it. I mean, it could be a night off for you, and you're coming in here and working, so thank you very much indeed.
You betcha.
Michael, would you mind introducing the band members, please?
Certainly. Christopher Pravdika plays the bass guitar. Phil Puleo plays the drums. Norman Westberg plays the magisterial electric guitar. Christoph Hahn plays the lap steel and loops that he makes. And Paul Walfish plays organ and piano.
Fabulous.
And I play something or other.
You most certainly do. And talking about the lineup is quite prescient, really, because you're doing some dates at the moment, and you've got some more looming large, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. But it's well known that you are planning to kind of this band will be broken up after three nights in New York. Mm-hmm. That's right, isn't it? Would you like to give us the details and the thought behind what exactly it is that you're going to be going through?
I think that we're all just tired. And we can't stand each other's smells anymore. No, certainly if these gentlemen will consent to work with me further, I would love to. I just don't, I can't endure the responsibility of having a band anymore. So I want to do one-off records as Swans, get various people in that seem to suit the song, and then decide who tours or what happens. I used to do this in the 80s and 90s, and that's sort of where my mind is right now.
Right, okay. And so for the people who are lucky enough to be going to these three shows, it's at Warsaw, isn't it?
Yes, Warsaw in Brooklyn. It's November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Okay.
And I must add, this Saturday at the Roundhouse, the 27th, we're playing with my old friend Thurston Moore, his band.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A very important show to me.
Well, we'll be talking about that a little bit later on, actually, as well. I'm the gig you're doing on Sunday. But so for the people who are going to go to this, I imagine there will be people who will be going to all three nights.
Yeah.
So are you going to be doing something different on each night?
Well, the first night we'll be wearing clown suits.
Right.
The second night is tutus, and the third night is butt naked.
Well, there you go. I mean, you'd need to be there for all three, wouldn't you, really? Let's be honest. And I was going to ask you if you have any special guests lined up. Not that you need them, but of course, if you tell us, then...
Oh, certainly. The first night is a wonderful singer, very emotional and powerful woman, Carla Bozulich. She's going to play with us. And the second night is Anna von Hauswolf, who's a organist and singer. We just toured with her recently, and she's a great singer, and compared to my age, she's quite young. She's in her early 20s, and she's pretty spectacular. And the third night is a band called Adult, and they've been around for about, I don't know, about 10 years maybe, but they play some really interesting synth-based music. It kind of reminds me of maybe new wave synth pop, but put through a very distorted prism.
Right, okay, so that's what you've got planned for.
Yeah, and they're good friends, and I'm looking forward to that show as well.
Great, okay. And so I'm terrible at maths, but is it right you've been going for 35 years? Does that ring a bell?
I don't know. Nothing rings a bell anymore, Mark.
Right, okay, apart from the tinnitus, perhaps. And 30 members. See, I've got my calculator out, and 30 members over 35 years, which is not that many, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there are bands with more, you know what I'm saying. But do you thrive on, because a lot of people do thrive on chaos, you know, in a scenario. You know, when things start getting kind of on an even keel, does that put you off and bore you? Or do you like living on the edge when you play?
Well, just speaking from my personal point of view, which would have nothing to do with these fellows, is if I can sort of predict what is going to happen, then it doesn't interest me. But I'm highly interested in what we're doing right now. It's the most uplifting and sonically satisfying ongoing project I've ever been involved in. In Swan's long career, this is the most satisfying event of my life.
Right, wow. Okay, and you know, a word that is often used in association to Swans, particularly in the live scenario, is euphoric.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I can understand that, because the power of the music, and there's volume there, and the dynamics and everything, but I mean, there's a physicality to what you do, isn't there, most certainly?
I would hope so.
Okay, and so, I mean, I remember going to see, it was Mick Ronson, actually, and Trevor Boulder was playing the bass, and I don't know what they were doing, but my intestines were rattling around. And then a few years later, I went to see Susie and the Banshees, and it was so loud, I was dizzy. Can you see the effect that you have on the audiences sometimes?
Sure. I mean, it's just as important that it have an effect on us as well. Mm. I mean, I'm kind of seeking out a certain kind of experience myself, and I'm happy to share it with others. It's more the way I look at it. And the volume is not, as you probably know, being a musician, it's not some ultimate goal. No. It's just to achieve a certain kind of sonic quality in the guitars and other things. It needs to be loud, otherwise it doesn't resonate. Certain overtones won't occur. And I like to be kind of drawn up in a tornado of sound and just kind of watch my body dissipate like those... transporters in Star Trek.
You know? you get beamed up every now and then.
Yeah, so it's kind of a selfish pursuit in a way because I'm seeking this experience myself.
Well, you've got to do it for yourself, haven't you? If anybody else enjoys it, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to do two tunes for us tonight. So what's the first one?
This song is called The Man Who Refused to Be Unhappy.
Okay, great. Thank you. Swans, live in session. Thank you.
Nope.
Well, that was fantastic. Amazing. Swans live in session. And that was A Man Who Refused to Be Unhappy.
You bet your bottom dollar.
That was amazing. And we'll have one more tune very, very soon.